Okay, so let's have a look at the type of insurance that a business should have. So the business should have the following insurance. One, third-party fire and theft. This is what they're going to have for any vehicles or cars or motor vehicles or vans or trucks that they have. So this provides third-party protection plus loss or damage to their own car if fire or theft occurs. So that means that if they have an accident, that whoever they crash into, their damages will be paid for. So if you crash into their car will be fixed. And then if their own car, any loss or any fire or theft to their own car or vehicle, well, then that'll be covered. The second then is comprehensive motor insurance, or fully comprehensive. So this provides third party. So if you have an accident, it'll give compensation to the other person if they claim. It covers fire and theft, plus compensation for any accidental damage that happens to their own vehicle. So there are two insurance that you have for assets. For employees then, you can have health insurance, so provide sick pay for workers unable to work due to illness. Two, key persons insurance, so protects a business against loss of valuable staff members. Three, PRSI, so it stands for pay related social insurance, and that is a compulsory insurance to the state by both the employers and the employees, and is calculated as a percentage of gross income. And it's used to pay for unemployment payments and pensions. The next one, fidelity guarantee, which is an important one. So this provides the business cover against dishonest or fraud by an employee against a firm. So that's an important one. So it's fidelity guarantee if you think of fidelity and fraud. The next one then is insurance against liabilities. So public liability. So if someone comes in and has an accident on your premises, this covers a business against a claim if a member of the public is injured in an accident that is at the fault of the business. Employer's liability then, so this protects a business against claims arising from accidents, injuries or illnesses suffered by employees as a result of their work. Or consequence or loss, that's another important one, provides financial compensations for loss of income in the event of a risk occurring. So, for example, a fire. So they're all important types of insurance that you need to know for a business. So you got one, third-party fire and theft. Two, comprehensive motor insurance. Three, permanent health insurance. Four, key persons insurance, which is an important one. Five, fidelity guarantee, which is an important one. Six, public liability. It's another important one. Seven, employer's liability. Another important one, and eight, consequential loss. That's another important one, any loss of income in the event of a risk occurring.